This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Agriculture in the great state of Georgia brings to mind peanuts, probably, peaches, definitely, pecans for sure, or pecans, take your pick, or pecans, don't know, Vidalia onions as well, citrus though, not so much. That's long been Florida's domain because Georgia's always been just a little bit too cold. Until now, over the past decade, the number of citrus trees in the Peach State has gone from a relative handful to more than a half a million. As Emily Jones of WABE and Grist reports, climate change, disease, and science are all at work here.
On a punishingly hot, sunny morning, Jake Price walks through his rows of citrus trees. This small plot is part of an experiment Price is leading as a scientist with the University of Georgia.
Look how much fruit this tree has.
It's straight out of a Tropicana commercial, a lush, leafy tree laden with plump little tangos, one of the easy-to-peel varieties of citrus sold in stores as cuties.
There's probably 25 pounds per tree on these.
But over the winter, this grove was put to its first big test.
You see the big gash on the bark?
Around Christmas last year, these trees had to weather 6 days below freezing.
They had a big freeze crack on this rootstock.
It was the first bad freeze since small farms in Georgia began experimenting with citrus, starting with 10 or 15-acre plots. But those trees had yet to weather a bad winter. Farmers worried their brand new crop was about to get destroyed. But for Price, the cold snap became part of his experiment. He's trying to identify which rootstock, the base of a citrus tree, can best stand the cold.
It's kind of a rare opportunity to get some data on which rootstocks give the best cold protection on these tangos. So got to get it while the getting's good.
Price says there are still these cold snaps, but they're less common than they used to be. Climate change is heating up winters especially fast. The average winter temperature in South Georgia has risen 6.5 degrees since 1970, according to Climate Central. That means fewer sustained freezes, so Georgia is increasingly a good place for citrus.
We have a piece of fruit that looks like it's grown in California but tastes like it's grown in Florida, which is what everybody wants.
Justin Jones grows satsumas and navel oranges near Albany, Georgia. Farmers say the humidity there, like in Florida, makes for sweeter, juicier fruit. He also grows pecans and cotton and sees citrus as a chance to diversify his crops. Plus, Jones says, disease in Florida has created an opening in the citrus market.
Unfortunately, in the farming community, in the farming world, somebody has to do bad for somebody to do good.
Florida citrus is doing very bad. A disease called citrus greening has devastated the industry there. The state has less than half the citrus acres it did in the 90s because of it. The greening disease hasn't gained a foothold in Georgia, and growers are trying to keep it that way. And after Georgia's small citrus farms survived last winter, Georgia Citrus Association President Lindy Savelle says bigger farms are getting interested.
They realize, well, my gosh, if I can handle 17, 15 degrees for 4 days, that's a 30-year weather event. I think I can do this.
She says even though the freeze may mean less fruit to harvest in a few months, it was also a big test, and Georgia citrus passed. In Valdosta, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.